Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon, and we're here at Fort Recovery, where the Indians are getting ready to take on the Shawnee Indians in a big baseball game here. Indians, our Indians, are coming off of two close losses to Adams Central on Saturday, and Lima Shawnee's coming in. I believe their last game was last Friday. Defiance beat them 5-2, and Lima Shawnee's coming in at 9-2. They lost their second game of the season against Indian Lake 10-0, but they've been putting up some big numbers. They beat Paulding 7-1 in the first game of the season. Again, they lost to Indian Lake 10-0 in the second game. Shawnee beat Lima Senior in a doubleheader 15-0 and 32-3. So that was on April 3rd. And then they beat Delphi St. John's 16-1. And Shawnee beat Coldwater 13-6. And Shawnee beat Lima Bath 15-5. Shawnee beat Parkway 18-4. Shawnee beat New Bremen 9-0. Shawnee beat Salina 7-4, and Defiance in the last game they've played, as far as I can tell, most I can find on the internet, Defiance beat them 5-2. So they've had some big wins, and they're coming in at 9-2. I believe our Indians are 4-6. We are 2-1 in the MAC, but we're 4-6 overall. So we'll just kind of see how this goes today. Tomorrow we'll be playing against Marion Local here, and the Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local on Thursday. Our softball. The ladies host St. Henry, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast on Sports Stream 2. You just go to FortRecoveryRadio.com, and I believe it's upper left-hand corner. Click on Sports Stream 2, and you'll be getting the ladies softball game. And then the boys play at St. Henry, and of course, that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. We, as far as I know, we'll be able to broadcast every game, every baseball game this season. And then this coming Friday then is the prom, so there'll be no games on Friday or Saturday for the girls or the boys. So not sure how tomorrow's going to go with the projected rain, temperature dropping, possible snow, but the snow should come in late, but rain may be coming in about this time tomorrow. Depends on which station you're looking at, which weather app you're looking at. We're going to get the game in on one, and we're going to get rained out before it starts on the other. So we're just going to have to see how this all goes. They're doing the manager's meeting with umpires at home plate now, so in a little bit they'll be doing the national anthem. But in the meantime, I'll kind of go over the Indians' MAC record. On 2 weeks ago, this coming Thursday, we played at Delphi St. John, and we won 15-3. Then the following Tuesday, we played Parkway here, and Parkway won 7-5. That's our one loss in the MAC. And then on Thursday, last Thursday, we were at New Knoxville, and it was a really, really, really cold day. And we won that 11-1 with Daniel Patch. Pretty awesome on the mound. He faced 20 batters and struck out 17 of them. There's one out that wasn't a strikeout in that whole game. We beat him in six innings, so they had 18 outs, and Daniel had 17 strikeouts. The second batter, I think, which might have been the first or second batter in the in the sixth inning, got a hit, I believe. So it kind of didn't get his no-hitter, but he had 17 strikeouts out of 18 outs in that game. So he was pretty dominant against the New Knoxville Rangers. So that's kind of how we've gotten here. And I'm giving you Lima Shawnee's scores and so forth. So we'll kind of see how this all goes tonight. Shawnee is supposed to be really, really tough. They have some pretty good players. They do have a couple of losses, one to Indian Lake. I don't know anything about Indian Lake, but I don't, in my head, they're not a traditional powerhouse. But they did lose to Defiance last Thursday or Friday. And Defiance, I don't know how they are this year, but they're, over the last 20 years or so, they've been a very, very good team. Generally win the WBL in baseball. So they've had some outstanding pitchers come out of there, other great players. So yeah, we'll have to see how Shawnee, how that all works out with how we play tonight. Yeah, we're probably not going to get anywhere near their number one pitcher. We'll see how that all goes. I don't see yet who we're pitching. So I do have I got a picture of the lineups, but I don't have that here. Hopefully Bob and Dave will be popping in here shortly, and I'll get ready for the game here. They're getting ready to do the national anthem. We'll be back in just a little bit.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckridge hot dogs are 2 for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies: chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back, and Indians are getting ready to take on the Lima Shawnee Indians. So their leadoff batter will be Logan Maxwell, a senior, and it looks like he'll be pitching today, followed by sophomore Sage Ebling. He'll be at second base, and Keaton Cooper, he'll be at third base, and Caden Vermillion will be designated hitter for Anthony Best, who will be in center field. Then Jaron Bertke, a senior, will be at shortstop. And trying to go back and forth on this from one thing to another, and I'm not finding this. It's like Cowan, who will be in right field. Oh, Luke Cowan. Okay, he's a junior. Couldn't find him earlier. Then Derek Lyons, a freshman. Let me make sure of that. Yep. So that'll be he'll be a freshman. He's a freshman, and he will be the catcher. And Derek Rhodes. And he'll be, he'll be the first baseman. And Tyler Wendow is a junior. He'll bat last, and he'll be in left field. So that's kind of where we are. Looks like we have Bo Tin on the mound for the Indians. And we'll see how things go here. Getting ready for the first pitch, and Logan Maxwell steps in. So he's stepping in. Looks like everybody's ready to go. Bo Tin on the rubber. Looking in for the sign. First pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. Looks like they were taken just to see what's going to happen here. So we'll see how this goes. Riggs Toby in behind the plate again for the Indians. Bo Tin with his second pitch. Outside to the left-handed batter, 1-1. Maxwell steps back in, swings the bat a little bit. Bo Tin looks in. Next pitch coming in. Looks like it's a little inside and low, 2-1 to the leadoff batter, Logan Maxwell, senior, and looks like he'll be pitching today for the Shawnee Indians. Bo Tin looks in, 2-1. A little outside, 3-1 now to the first batter. First pitch was a strike, then three straight balls here. Two of them have been pretty close. We need to get them in here. They're not swinging right now. That one's a little outside. So first batter for the Lima Shawnee Indians, that's Logan Maxwell. He'll head to first base on a base on balls. Sage Ebling will be our next batter. He'll bat from the right side. He'll be batting right-handed, I should say. That's in there for a strike. And Maxwell goes down to second. Throw is a little to the shortstop side, so he's safe. And Ebeling will step back in with no balls and a strike to him. Botin gets the sign. Looking back at the runner at second base. Ooh, looked like a pretty good pitch. Might have been a little high. So it's 1-1 now to Ebeling. Be playing second base today. A little bit of a pretty decent lead out there at second base. And pitch is a strike on the inside corner. A ball and two strikes. Nobody out. Leadoff runner walked and stole second, so he's out there with nobody out. Number two batter in the lineup for the Shawnee Indians is Sage Ebeling. Ball and two strikes. Ooh, that looked pretty good. That was coming in a little high, dove right down. Umpire says it didn't get there in time to get across the plate. So it's two balls and two strikes. And Bo's looking in again to Riggs. Runner Logan Maxwell out at second. He's taking a little bit of a lead, kind of going back and forth. Batter steps out. The runner goes back to second, takes his lead again. Ebeling's ready now. Botin. And they throw back. Ryan Post was holding him on. Ryan sprinted for the shortstop position to try to fake out the runner, and our second baseman came in and covered, but we didn't catch him off guard. So back to where we were. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Logan Maxwell, leadoff batter for the Shawnee Indians at second base. Bo looks in for the sign, played it through the plate, popped up right side, way high off the screen between home plate and our dugout. Ebeling steps back in. Runner at second goes, heads for third, but that's popped foul back out of play between us and the first base dugout. So count remains at 2-2. Botin's looking in again to Riggs for the sign. The runner gets a little bit of a lead. Looks like he might be thinking about running again. He was running on that last pitch. Bo's looking back at him. Just a little bit high. Full count to batter number two here in the top half of the first. Just getting going here. Botin on the mound walked the first batter. First pitch was a strike, then he threw him four straight balls, so he moved on second base. And that one's a little outside. So he's walked the first two batters, but that one thought he was going to get him on that one, but didn't get the call, and that's probably correct. The next batter is Keaton Cooper. He's a junior. He's the third baseman here for the Shawnee Indians. Nobody out. Two runners on. Squares to bunt. Goes. Runner heads for third. Riggs throws down there. It's wide. Goes past the third baseman and out into left field. And Logan Maxwell will score. First run of the game for Lima. And in the meantime, Ebeling has moved on to second base. That looked like pretty good, but must have been a little bit off. That first pitch was a strike. This one was a ball. So 1-1, runner at second. One run in already. Nobody out for the Shawnee Indians. Botin to the plate. Nice pitch right down the middle on the curveball. Dived in there. Comes across the plate. Ball and two strikes now. Still nobody out. And Keaton Cooper at the plate. Swing and a miss. And he's out. Out number one.
Now batting, Caden Vermillion.
So that brings Caden Vermillion, the DH, to the plate with one away. And Caden Vermillion is a senior, batting right-handed. Swing and a miss. First pitch strike. Runner still at second, one run in. That would have been Logan Maxwell, the leadoff batter. Bo has the sign. Looks back at the runner. Pitch is popped up right side. Not going to get a car. That'll put the count at no balls, two strikes, one away. Runner at second. Vermillion checking out Bo 10. Bo throws it in there, and that's fouled back to the screen. So count remains at no balls, two strikes. Vermillion back in. Bo gets the sign. Hi. A ball and two strikes. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Spencey. How you doing, brother?
Not too bad.
Running a little behind. I had to go watch track meet for one event. Ah. Some 100-meter hurdles.
How'd we do?
My daughter came in fourth, I believe.
Doesn't sound too bad. So, here's the lineup.
Okay.
Okay, he just struck out for out number two. That's the fourth batter. And Vermillion, the DH, is at the plate. So I didn't get the names in the book.
We'll get her figured out here.
Yep.
Looks like they got a run already, huh?
Yes.
Scored one run here at the top of the
walked
first
one,
inning.
He stole second. He headed for third. We tried to get him through it into left field. And he came on in.
Gotcha. Pretty solid ball club here, Lima Shawnee, right?
Yes. Yep. Here's their scores here. I went over that.
That
in the
one's
pre-game.
Popped up. Looks like you're going to be a play here. That's going to come over, and Big Bo 10 going to make the play right on the old foul line. So out number three for the Shawnee Indians also, aren't they?
Yes.
Absolutely, and it's going to be 1-0 here. After a half an inning, we'll go to the bottom of the first. Indians trail by one.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Now batting for Fort Recovery.
There's us, I believe.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Post going to lead off the Indians. Trail up by one here early in this ball game. He's followed by Kobe Wendell. And Riley will be number three hitter tonight. And there's a ground ball hard hit to the second baseman. Second baseman's going to come up with it, fire over to first base, and that's going to be out number one in the bottom of the first. It'll go down 4-3 here in the old book.
Wendell.
And that's going to bring number seven, senior Kobe Wendell, to the plate. Riley will be on deck. He'll be out in center field. First pitch lined right back up the middle. Looks like second baseman's going to get to it. He's going to come up and fire. And nice stretch by the first baseman to get him just by half a step. Yep. So Kobe goes down also. It was a hard hit ball that went right past the pitcher and just kind of spun out in the grass. And the second baseman got over there in time to make the play. Two up, two down, and that's going to bring another senior, number zero, I believe, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Riley?
Riley Will to the plate. Riley Will getting moved up here in the old lineup. He's been hitting the ball hard. Just switched a couple of guys around there. Brought Brock in there, and we got Kendrick batting fifth now. There's a rocket over to the shortstop right at him. He comes up and fires. And I tell you what, we got on him. We hit him hard all three times, and they made nice plays. And three up, three down for the Indians. We'll go to the top of the second. Indians trail 1-0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. Looks like Luke Cowan's going to be the leadoff batter here for the Shawnee boys. They're up by one here. They got one across the plate in the top of the first inning. Big Bo 10 on the mound here for the Indians, having a little trouble with some control here. He walked a couple in the first inning. That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes here to the leadoff man, Luke Cowan. He'll be followed by Derek Lyons. There's one low. It's like they had scoreboard off a little bit right there. It's four straight balls, and Bo 10's going to walk the leadoff man again. So that's going to bring Derek Lyons to plate.
Now batting Derek Lyons.
Young freshman here for the Indians, who's off to a darn solid start. Quick throw over to first. Back in time. Derek Rhodes on deck. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball down the third base line. Going to get past Brock Deuce, and that's going to be a base hit. Everybody will move up one base. So Derek Lyons with the first base hit of the game.
Now batting Derek Rhodes.
That'll move Luke Cowan over to second. Lions at first. Derek Rhodes, your batter now. With Tyler Wendow on deck. Nobody out here. Top of the second inning. Indians trail by one. Gotta throw strikes here, and that one's popped up hard out towards center field. Looks like it's going to head over Riley. And it's going to fall right off Riley's heel of his glove. He comes up, fires into second, and everybody's going to be safe. Riley's going to be really ticked about that play, folks.
Yep.
That's one he had to go a long way, and he just hit it off the heel of his glove, and that's going to load the bases. So that's an error. Cowan now at third, Derek Lyons at second, Rhodes at first, and Tyler Wendow is now your batter. Big trouble here for the Indians in the top of the second inning.
Yep, we need to.
Need some outs. Indians playing in here, and there's a strike right across the heart of the plate. Rick Stobie behind the plate tonight. He's getting DH'd by Kirk Wendell, I believe I saw.
Boateng's first pitch was a strike, and then he threw four straight balls and four out of five balls to the next guy. So that's how the game started.
That one's fouled hard out of play.
Looked like it was going to be great, and then he was close both of those batters on a couple of the pitches, but he didn't get the call. So
It's
like the strike zone's small today.
We need an out here. We're going to roll back to the top to Logan Maxwell, first batter here, or the leadoff man. So
we need an out.
Check swing on a high cheese.
It's hard to tell what the umpire was calling on us, because I think we had three outs in four pitches. So we were swinging at everything.
We went up there. Actually, and we hit it hard each time. So base is loaded. That's high and inside. Two balls, two strikes now to Tyler Wendow, fourth hitter of the inning. And he's coming off a doubleheader on Saturday where they lost two close games. That one's fouled out of play.
I might hit the B&D truck.
I hope not.
Did you get your regular parking spot?
I did.
Well, we don't want this to go 10 innings because you have a town council meeting.
Got a council meeting tonight. Busy guy tonight. Got some track, baseball, council.
Plus work all day.
Yep. Worked on a fireplace today. Three balls, two strikes now. No place to put him here, Big Bo. We got to get a strike here, my friend. Don't want to give him freebies. Here comes the 3-2. That's a rocket right back up the middle for a base hit. It's going to go out to Riley Will. He's going to run in, charge in, and grab it. Everybody's going to move up a base. So Tyler Wendell with a base hit. Second base hit.
Maxwell.
And Cowan will come around to score to make it 2-0. And we roll back to the top to Logan Maxwell.
Let's go, Bo.
We need an out like nobody's business here, folks. Nobody out. One run across. Bases loaded. Big Bo from the stretch, and that's absolutely smoked out towards Dylan in right field. Dylan will come up with it, fire in, and that's going to bring home another run. So back-to-back-to-back base hits, and they just keep going one at a time here, folks. 3-0 ball game. Puts Rhodes at third and Wendow at second. Maxwell at first. And Sage Ebling now steps into the plate. Sage walked his first time up. Here comes the pitch from Bo. High and outside. Three hits so far in this inning. For the Shawnee Indians. Here comes a 1-0. That swung on and popped foul out of play. Indians need to get out of this jam like nobody's business. Get back in here and get the bats fired up.
Yes, we
need
do.
Some runs because these guys came in here and we know that they've been scoring a lot of runs. We know they've. We don't know their record, do we, Spencer?
Yeah.
Do we know their Spencer?
Yep, right there. Yeah, we went over
9-2. Very good. You went over that. Very good.
They lost their first game and their last game. No, excuse me. Their second game and their last game.
Very good.
They beat Defiance. Beat them, I think, 5-2. Last Friday, I believe it was.
Well, they've been putting up a lot of runs. I see that now. That one swung on and high, coming back over the fence and out of play. I see where they scored 7 runs. And then they got beat by Indian Lake. How about that? 10-0.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Indian Lake, but that seems odd.
And then they scored 15, 32, 16, 13, 15, 18. Yeah, they can put some runs on the board.
Two of those,
they can do it in a hurry.
Two of those games were doubleheader against Lima Senior. And so
there's a 2-2 going to get past Riggsy, and that's going to bring home another run.
Apparently, Lima Senior's athletes are all football players and basketball players. So they are tough in both of those, and apparently not quite so good in
baseball.
In baseball.
So Maxwell goes to second, Wendell over to third on the pass ball, and another run crosses the plate. That's 3 now here in the top of the second inning. We still got nobody out. And the number 2 hitter, Sage Ebling, at the plate.
I think we're going to strike him out right here.
3-2 count. Here comes the pitch. That's way high, and that's it's going to be ball 4. So we load the bases back up, folks, and that's going to bring the 7th hitter of the inning, Keaton Cooper, to the plate. Keaton Cooper is a big, tall boy, and there goes Coach Kalp going out and talking to his young starter, talking to Bo. We'll take a quick break while the coach is out there, and we'll be back with a little more of the top of the second. Indians down 4-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, Coach Schaaf's going to leave Bo in there. And we got a lot of baseball to play this week. We got a big game tomorrow night with Marion, right?
Yep, that's here at
home.
And
then we go to St. Henry on Thursday, I believe, if I remember right.
Yep, and then no games because there are proms on Friday. No games Friday or Saturday for girls or boys. So
very, very good. So base is juiced here. Bo back in here, getting ready to bring the first pitch, and that is hit very, very hard out towards Kobe Wendell. Kobe goes back, and folks, that is a grand salami.
That went out into the parking lot.
That young man hit it over the scoreboard and absolutely smoked it. So a grand slam by Keaton Cooper was going to score 4 more runs. He hit that everything he had, folks.
Yep, that was it. I was hoping, although the wind's blowing straight in from right field and that went to left field, I was hoping the wind might keep that in the park, but it sure didn't.
Now batting,
although it would only
our park could have been another 40 feet longer.
Yeah, it would have still been a 3-run triple because our outfielders were not going to catch that.
Oh, Kobe just turned and started running. Swing and a miss right there. To the cleanup hitter, Caden Vermillion. He struck out swinging his first time up. I'm not calling sure what the deal was.
I think the batter asked for that, but I'm not
very
sure.
Good. That pitch is outside. They are putting a hurting here to Big Bo here in the top of the second inning. 7 runs across the plate, 8 total for the ball game. There's a curveball down in the dirt. Nice stop by Riggs. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 hits so far in the inning. 1 error for the Indians. That one's low and outside. Three balls and a strike now to Vermillion. I'm not sure Bo's going to make it through this inning. But I'm not sure who's going to be. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string on him a little bit. Way out in front was the big cleanup hitter, Caden Vermillion.
Yep.
Jaron Berkey on deck.
Well, Vermillion and Berkey, those are two players from their great, great basketball team.
That's high, ball four.
Now batting, Jaron Berkey.
So Jaron Berkey going to come to the plate. Nobody out here, top of the second inning. Seven runs already across the plate here against the purple and white.
I've forgotten what his dad's name is that played over at Marion Local. Berkey. He played one of, I believe he played at Ohio Northern Basketball, I think. But
I think I know that young man.
The name's familiar, and I was trying to think of it earlier, and I cannot think of it at all. Probably every one of our listeners is yelling at me.
There's a strike on the outside edge.
I cannot come up with it.
I think there was a big Mike Berkey at one time.
Yeah. There's been several really good ones over there.
Here comes the 0-1. That's swung on and fouled out of play.
Might get a car on a one hop.
Sean E. with a big crooked number here in the top of the second, and still nobody out. Comes the 0-2. Curveball comes across the plate and got him looking. Nice job by Bo Tin. So Berkey goes down looking for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring Luke Cowan to the plate. Luke started this whole mess out here with a base on balls. And as we know, you can't give good teams free walks to first.
That's how they started the game, was two of them.
There's a swing and a nipper goes back to the fence right there. Strike number one.
I think it kind of ricocheted off the top of Riggs' helmet.
No balls and a strike here. Top of the second inning. Indians trail 8-0. That one's outside and in the dirt. Nice job by Riggs to keep it in front. We had a grand slam here in this inning so far, folks. We had a home run by the number three hitter, Keaton Cooper. Grand slammy. Over the scoreboard and gone. Quick throw over to first. Bo's throwed a bunch of pitches here in this inning. The ones that get across the plate have been ripped, and the ones that don't have been balls, and they got good eyes. Now he's going to lay a bunt down for a hit down the third base line, and that's going to go foul. Bridger Deuce playing pretty deep back there.
Well, I sure wasn't expecting a bunt, so that if that had gone fair, he'd...
Well, the reality of it is it might have been something he saw. He and the batter might have looked down there and said, shoot, I'll just lay one down here third base line. It'll be a base hit for me. Here comes a one ball, two strike pitch. That's a curveball. It stays up high. Runners at first. One out. Seven across the plate already. Here comes a 2-2. There's a curveball swinging a miss. Bo got him with a curveball on that one. So back-to-back strikeouts. And that's going to bring Derek Lyons to the plate. Derek had a single already this inning, come around to score.
Let's go, Bo. Let's throw strikes.
That pitch is way outside for ball one. Nobody warming up in the Indians' bullpen.
No, probably whoever would be coming in is probably playing the field. So I'll watch and see if somebody warms up.
Here comes the pitch. That one's high.
but they're going to get
pitched a lot of freshmen there on Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Ben was a sophomore. He's pretty good. Coach Kalp is pretty high on him. So.
Yeah. White Ben came in, and that was going to get past Kendrick at first base, and the big runner is going to head over to second base. So Vermillion down to second. Another runner in scoring position for Derek Lyons.
Well, let's just get the batter. We have two outs. Let's get the batter.
Young freshman here for the Shawnee Indians.
I think he's the catcher.
Comes a two-ball, no-strike pitch, and that one's fouled back to the screen. Two balls and a strike now. The 11th batter of the inning for Shawnee. Indians defense been out there forever. That one swung on. They're going to be foul out of play down the right field line. Indians against the Indians.
The Indians are leading.
And the Indians are losing.
Yes. The wrong Indians are losing.
Getting smoked right now. Here comes a high cheese in there. Three balls, two strikes now to Derek Lyons.
If I'm remembering right, they have eight runs, and we've seen four pitches. In the first inning, we got three outs on four pitches, and they have eight runs already. So
that's a rocket down the third baseline. Foul.
I'm not saying we shouldn't swing at the first pitch because I like it. I like us being aggressive, but
yeah, we hit the ball hard.
Yes. Yeah.
All three of our outs was hard hit balls, and they just made nice plays right at them mostly, though.
Now, if one of our guys that's playing in the field is maybe going to come in and relieve Bo, Coach Kalp might have him take some pitches so our whoever's going to be doing it can get a little warm up in the bullpen down there. But
that pitch was ball four high, and that's going to bring Derek Rhodes to the plate. Derek reached on an air. He hit a fly ball out to Riley Will his last time up, kind of in the gap right center. Riley came over and went off the heel of his glove, and inning continued on. There's a swing and a miss.
Other team has the high Sox like Adams Central did. Several of them don't.
Good-looking squad here, the old Shawnee Indians.
Yeah.
That one swung on and going foul down the right field line. Gets out in the big old oak tree. Runners at first and second. Vermillion at second. Lyons at first. Rhodes at the plate. Tyler Wendow on deck. Comes the 0-2. It's a curveball, goes a little low. Shawnee comes in here at 9-2. Scoring a bunch of runs. The Indians, what are they now? They're 4-6.
Got a loose ball in behind home plate, so they're going to call a timeout here.
Yep,
so somebody is throwing down there. I just can't see it. Yep, I just can't see it. Looks like a tall kid, but that could be. I'm looking through two layers of netting, so it's a little tough to see.
One ball, two strikes. Ooh, rung him up, struck him out looking on an inside corner pitch, but in the inning, mega damage done. They score seven runs on a few hits. They leave a couple out there, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Indians down a bunch.
8,000.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Sorry. All right, here we go.
Yeah, sorry about the dead air there. I was trying to find who was in the bullpen, and I couldn't tell for sure. But
Indians going to go Brock Deuce. Kendrick Wendell, Landon Post, first three batters. Indians need to get some runs across the plate, folks.
Yep.
Facing the senior Logan Maxwell on the mound here for Shawnee Indians. That one swung on, and he's out in the oak tree and down the right field line.
And bounced, and I don't think it got back in play.
One ball, one strike.
Indians got a lot of work to do to get back into this one, folks. Swinging a miss right there. Nice fastball. Hits the outside edge. One ball, two strikes now to Bruiser Deuce. Kendrick Wendell on deck, followed by Landon Post. That one's a little low and inside. Two balls, two strikes now.
Go, Brock.
Here comes the 2-2 curveball. He waits on it. Ground ball over to third. Third baseman comes up with it. Fires across the field, way off target. And that's going to be a base runner for the Indians. I think that's going to go down as an E5.
Yeah, he probably would have had him if it had been a decent throw, but he pulled the first baseman 5 feet off the bag. The right fielder was back there backing it up, so
Brock. It's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick's going to take the first pitch outside. Bruiser Deuce down there at first base. Landon Post on deck here for the Indians.
Let's get some runs. Have some fun here.
Man, he's got a big bender, big old Uncle Charlie that comes in there, and this one hits the dirt. Two balls, no strikes to Kendrick. Brock just got his in play, and it was a spinner down to third. Third baseman came up with it, just made a wide throw at first, and Brock reaches on an error. We'll take him anyway. Three balls, no strikes now to number 20, Kendrick Wendell. Here comes the 3-0. He had the green light to swing. He takes a big rip at it. Comes up empty.
Yeah, why not? Why not just have a green light for anybody and everybody? This is a game that doesn't mean anything. We're already way behind. Let's just have some fun. Maybe we'll get back in this.
That baby has popped up 2 miles. Catcher looks like he's got a play at it, and he does.
It's a pretty nice play.
So out number one, and that's going to bring number three, our second baseman, Landon Post, to the plate. Indians trail by a bunch. 8-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch high and outside to Landon. Grand slam, top of the second inning. The young man from Lima. That one's nubbed off the end of the bat back to the screen. Bo 10 on deck here for the Indians, followed by our DH, Derek Lechterfeld. Here comes a 1-1. That's a curveball. He waits on it, pulls a foul down the left field line.
Go, Landon.
Posty steps back in. Comes a pitch, and that's high and outside. Good eye by Landon. Two balls, two strikes now. Ducey over at first. Bo 10 on deck. Posty's batting. Come on, Landon Post. We need some action. Big gap out there in right center. Curveball does not curve. Stays outside. Three balls, two strikes now.
Line one here.
Comes a 3-2. It's a fastball. Comes up empty. Swings and misses.
Now batting. Bo 10.
Out number two, and that's going to bring our pitcher, Bo 10, to the plate. Ducey still down at first. Indians looking for their first hit of the game. Got a base runner. Reached on an error. Great curveball. Man, that thing starts 2 feet outside the plate and comes right back in there. Big here on the mound. Comes the 0-1. Another curveball. Bo way out in front. Swings and misses.
Don't leave him out there. Let's go, Bo. Let's get a base hit. Be on base somehow.
Here comes the 0-2. Swing and miss again. Bo chasing, looked bad on that one.
Yeah.
But he was chasing after it, so Bo goes down swinging. And that's going to do it for the Indians. We do get a base runner, but nothing to show for it. And we'll go through two complete innings. Shawnee 8, Indians 0.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us at Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. Shawnee going to go 9-1-2 at us. It's going to be Wynn Dow, Logan Maxwell, and Sage Ebling. First three batters here for Shawnee.
Well, let's bear down and just start mowing them down here a little bit.
Well, I'd like to see a goose egg one time. How about a goose egg on the board for the Shawnee boys? They scored one in the first and then had a huge inning in the second.
Yep. They were going along pretty well. Then we had a grand slam. So their good inning went to great.
And that was a big fly. It comes a 1-0 in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Watched Bo warm up. He was throwing that curveball right across the plate. And then there's a batter steps in the box and he just can't find that zone. Greg sets up on the inside corner, and that one's popped straight up. Looks like Bo's going to come over. He's going to be able to make the play on it, and he's going to let Riggs do it. So Riggs makes a basket catch on it, and that's going to go down for out number one.
Now batting, Logan Maxwell.
Not sure that was the guy that was supposed to catch that ball, but in the end, we'll take it. So the leadoff man comes up, Logan Maxwell. He's been on. He had a base on balls in the first inning, and he had a hit second inning, and he came around to score both times. So here he is back at the plate in the third inning. It's a hitter's dream. Bat every inning.
Yep.
Comes a 1-0. Bounces in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Senior Maxwell also on the mound for Shawnee. Comes a 2-0. Way outside. Three balls, no strikes. Bo's just got to put him across the plate here. I mean, he's got to get in front of these guys. He gets behind, and then he's got to find the plate, and he just grooves one right down the middle, and they launch it. Way outside, ball four. Four straight pitches, four straight balls. Maxwell goes down to first, his second walk. Six walks on the game so far for Bo. And one of them come around to score. Two of them came around to score. Three of them come around to score. Three out of the six come around to score. That was pretty close down there. Throw back to first.
Yep.
Sage Ebling, your batter, followed by Keaton Cooper. This young man walked his first time up and walked his second time up. There goes the runner, and that goes all the way to the fence. Riggs comes with it off the fence. And
head for third. Riggs throws it down. Riggs bobbled it a little bit, was kind of looking at it.
He's got to remember that it's a live ball, and the runner was watching Riggs, and Riggs was not paying attention to what's going on, and young man goes all the way to third. So Maxwell now down at third base, and that one's on Riggsy there. Stolen base is one thing, but he's got to get that ball and make sure he doesn't go to third. So living there. Runner at third now, nobody out. 8-0 ball game. Shawnee kicking our butts.
Yeah, they're kind of doing batting practice right now.
Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Jams him on the inside edge. I think it gets a piece of the knob of the bat for a foul ball.
I didn't hear it, but it caromed like it hit something. And the batter and the umpire didn't even act like it might have hit the batter. So,
well, I don't think it hit him. I think it hit the knob of the bat. Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. High, ball three. I can tell you, Mr. Bo, you throw one down the middle here, this young man's going to rip it because he's walked the first two times up. He's ready to swing.
I'm okay with that if he hits it to one of our infielders and they get it over to first.
Here comes the 3-1.
Ooh.
Way high, and that's going to be ball four. So Ebling goes down to first, and then he
got him in a pickle.
Now they're playing with us.
Yep. He made that big turn at first and made him throw the ball to him.
He did that totally on purpose to score that run. He walked, he goes down to first, and then he takes off and goes to second. Indians try to get him in a pickle. The run scores.
Yep. And that's not a good thing. Coach Kopp was actually on his way out then. He was almost to the foul line when that was going on. I was watching the coach and looked up, and we had the guy in the pickle.
So there's no doubt that he did that on purpose, and he didn't make that run score. Now we got two outs, and Keaton Cooper coming to the plate. Last time up, he hit one about 400 feet.
And we've done that walk and run to second couple of times over the years.
No goose egg this inning. They got one across the plate already. And another fly ball off this young man's bat, but this one's going to be able to be played by Kobe Wendell out in left field. So they get a run and make it 9-0 for Shawnee and 0 for the Indians. We'll come to the plate in the bottom of the third.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckridge hot dogs are 2 for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Indians going to go 8-9-1. Lochtefeld, Evers, and then back to the top, Ryan Post. First pitch into Derek. Big old bender, and Derek swings at it, misses. Another bender comes across the plate, and that's going to be a little low for a ball. One ball, one strike. On Derek. Let's get a hit here. Indians looking for their first hit. Ooh, that one's going to come in, and he jumped right over that sucker. I thought I had to hit him in the foot.
I didn't see that there was any way he couldn't hit him.
Nope, catcher scooped it up. Here comes 2-1. That baby's right at the belt for strike two. That was smoke right there, folks. This young man's throwing it hard, and he's getting faster every inning, I think. Here comes a 2-2. Another fastball. Derek gets a piece of it and fouls it out of play.
Come on, Derek.
Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss.
Fooled him a little bit.
Now batting, Dylan Evers.
It's going to bring our right fielder to the plate, the senior, Dylan Evers, number 28. Shawnee picked up 1 in the first, 7 in the second, 1 in the third to make it a 9-0 ball game here. That pitch taken high and outside. And he's looking for their first hit. They've reached one on an error. There's a strike down at the knees.
Let's go, Dylan.
1-1 on the outside edge for a strike.
Yep, just right on that edge. Let's get one here, Dylan. Get something started.
Comes a 1-2. That stays high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. That's a rocket right back up the middle to the pitcher. Goes off the pitcher's hand. Throws over to first. That's going to get past the pitcher, and that's going to be a base hit. So the first hit of the game goes to our number 9 hitter, Dylan Evers. A bullet about ankle high right back at the mound. The pitcher got his hand down there. It kind of went off his glove and rolled back towards second base. He picked it up, gunned it over to first. He knew he had a no-hitter.
Yeah, he slowed it down just enough that
he no longer
the infielder couldn't couldn't get to it. If he hadn't touched it, the infielder might have been able to make it. He might have been able to get over there to get it.
Well, that's pretty hard.
But he needs to, yeah. He might not either. He needed to at least make an attempt at that.
Ooh, that one's coming in and going to plunk Ryan out on the back.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, at least it's 10 days after the last time he got hit. He got hit three times in that game.
Well, that was his big hooker. That was his big Uncle Charlie, and that one didn't curve at all. So Ryan goes down to first. Dylan over to second.
Fee rubs it for him.
And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Kobe hit a rocket last time right at the second baseman.
Go, Kobe. Got a couple on now here. One out. Let's go.
One down. Two on. That one's in the dirt inside. The Indians looking to put some runs on the board here. Get the goose eggs off of that baby.
Yep. We need that.
There's the curveball again that comes across this time to Kobe for strike one. One ball, one strike, one out. Couple runners on here for the Indians. Looking to get somebody across the plate here. There's a hard hit ball again to the second baseman. Second baseman is going to come up with a no play at first or at second. So he's got to come over to first. So he moves the runners up. Nice job by Kobe.
Let's keep Riley hot here.
He'll go down 4-3 for out number two. Posty now over to second. Dylan Evers at third. So the first run of the game for the Indians, 90 feet away. And Riley Will steps in there. Riley grounded out hard to the shortstop in the first inning. Man, he likes throwing that curveball. That thing, I'm telling you, is probably the best curve we've seen all year.
Yeah, it's moving a bunch. It's moving enough that even I can see it.
I hope you can see it.
I did.
There's a fastball, catches the outside edge, quickly gets Riley in a hole here. No balls, two strikes.
Yep, two outs, and we need a hit.
I'd like to see a couple runs come across here on a base hit.
Yep.
Protect the plate here, Riley. Come on, babe. Here comes the 0-2. That's the Uncle Darley, and he chased it big time.
Yep.
Right across the plate again, and Riley goes down swinging for out number three. We get a couple runners on, but nothing to show for it, and we're through three in the books. Shawnee 9, Indians 0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back, getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Got a new pitcher on the mound here, replacing Bo Tin. Looks like Jackson Irvin going to be out there on the mound. For Bo, he gave up 9 runs on 4 hits. He struck out 5, but he walked 7. And little control issues, they stranded a couple. They just had a big inning, you know. You take that 7 and you make it a 1, and then it's a 3-0 ball game, a little more reachable, but
That's off to the Shawnee boys. They got on him in the second inning, and they wouldn't give up. So he helped them a little bit with some walks, and that's all it takes. So Jackson going to face 4-5-6, Vermillion, Berkey, and Cowan. First three batters here for the Shawnee boys with a comfortable 9-0 lead.
Let's go, Jackson.
First pitch in there, swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line.
Was that the second game on Saturday that Jackson pitched in?
No, I think I saw him pitch in the first game. I didn't do the second game. I think I saw him pitch first game.
So. No, he did one of them, but
there's a strike right at the knees for strike two. So Jackson gets out there and gets ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. The number four hitter, Caden Vermillion.
That was 2 days ago, and it seemed like a month. Crazy.
That one's a bit outside for ball one. Well, we didn't have our egg cracking competition. Too late after Easter, all the... Nobody had any hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, man.
First time in 30-some years.
Don't mess with tradition. That's not good.
That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. You know, I take that back. We didn't do it last year either because we had COVID. We didn't have a party.
Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't count then.
Shouldn't count.
Had it every year that you had a
get-together. That one's outside for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. I think the girls.
Yeah, they're playing
at home. I thought I saw some action at home there when I was driving past. Was it Wapak?
Wapakoneta.
Okay.
Yep.
So is that Wapak, but I think we switched it. They were at home.
Mm. Might be, or might be JV.
Do we have a JV softball team?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Let me think of it. So, and there's a possibility that I saw the
and maybe I just saw them out there for practice or something. I don't know, but there was cars pulling in, and I think there was a bus there. So I'm going to say the girls are playing at home against Wapakoneta.
Looks like Anthony Best is going to go in and pinch run.
So Jackson gives up on that guy and reaches him, lets him go down to first on him, base on balls. He had ahead of him 0-2 and lost him with four straight balls. The runner at first, nobody out. Jaron Berkey, your batter now. Berkey struck out his last time up.
Let's get him again.
Popped up to the first baseman, first time up.
Let's go, Jackson.
Swung on and fouled out of play, or fouled back to the screen. I'm sorry. No balls and a strike here to the 5-0 hitter, Jaron Berkey. Runner at first. Throw over to first, back in time.
Just trying to make him get his clothes dirty.
It worked. Another quick throw over to first. Kendrick don't even go down and put the tag on him that time.
Yeah, he was back easily.
Purple Monster holding up good out there in that breeze so far. We've had some windy days since we put that baby up. That one's going to get past Riggs. Again, he just reached out there with his left hand, and he's got to move his body over and get in front of it. That was an easy one for him to stop.
Yep, it's, you know, as Coach Kalp was talking in on Sports Talk a couple of weeks before the season started, Riggs has never been a catcher before, so he doesn't have that instinct burned into him, but he will have. I believe Shawnee also has a freshman catcher. You were talking last week about all the freshman catchers.
Seen a bunch, ain't we?
I have seen a lot.
Here comes the 1-1, runner now at second base after the pass ball. There's a curveball comes across the plate.
That's pretty.
For Steve Rack, number two. One ball, two strikes. He had some movement on it. He took some speed off of it and had some movement on it. And I think if he throws that bad boy again, he's going to have that one taken to the moon. Didn't curve a lot, but it was a nice pitch.
Yep. At the The catcher went out to talk to Jackson.
Oh, we got disinfect the ball. Something. Nope, we got to disinfect the ball here. I think he went to his mouth and then he touched the ball. So
couldn't tell what he was.
So we put a different ball in play. And
yep. Grab that one in the dirt and throw her back out there.
Freeze grabbing her up over there.
That'll disinfect it. Threw it up here. We got a squirt bottle of hand sanitizer.
We'll work him over.
Yep.
Here comes a one ball, two strikes. Jackson steps off, goes over to second. Nine nothing ball game. Indians getting their butts licked here by
Shawnee Indians.
The Indians from Lima.
Got him at 2-2. Still nobody out. Runner at second. I don't like that, but let's get this guy and then get him one at a time.
Well, we're going to start chipping away shortly here.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. That one's fouled. Out of play. Crazy, crazy COVID rules out there.
Yep.
Licked his fingers, touched the ball, and now we got to disinfect it. Here comes the 2-2. Another quick throw over to second.
Pretty close that time. Best got back in there. But
I don't know if he stepped off the rubber. He obviously did, or it would have been a free pass for the runner. Here comes a 2-2. Now the batter calls time. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth inning. Indians trail by 9.
Need to get these guys out so we can get up there and bat. Get some hits. Get some runs.
That's
first, we have to get these guys out.
For dang sure. That one swung on and out of play.
Yeah, He's batted a long time.
Wasted a lot of pitches.
Yep. Let's go, Jackson.
Runner at second. Still two balls, two strikes. Our pitch taken a little low and outside for ball 3. For just joining us, Shawnee scored 1 in the first, 7 in the second, and 1 in the third for a 9-run lead. Indians still looking to push that first run across home plate. Here comes the 3-2. That's high. That's going to be a base on balls. So back-to-back walks for Jackson Irvin, and that's going to put runners at first and second. And that'll bring the number 6 hitter to the plate, Luke Cowan, followed by Derek Lyons. Got cloudy. We turn the lights on. Now sun's back out. There's a strike. Hits the outside edge. Jackson gets ahead of these guys, and then he focuses on the runners, and we need to focus and get an out. Come on, big boy.
He looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, big tall kid.
Yep.
Comes the 0-1. There's a curveball that doesn't curve and just about nipped his jersey for a free pass down to first, but it missed him. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. There's a hard hit ball, and that's going to get through the infield for a base hit. Dillon's going to come up with it, and Indians are going to bring it in, and the young man, Caden Vermillion, is going to come around and score. I guess that was
pinch runner, Anthony Best.
Anthony Best comes around to score.
So Berkey goes to second. Cowan with a base hit. He'll be at first. Derek Lyons comes to the plate. Derek had a base hit in the second inning and reached on a base on balls in the last inning.
Well, that's 10 to nothing. I don't like that. We need to score some runs. It'll be a run rule and a quick game.
Yeah.
Don't have anything against quick games, but I don't want to be on the bottom side of a run rule.
Well, we got a couple at bats here, yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you just need to get the old bat shuffled up here and get them going. Curveball catches the outside corner for a strike.
Thought he might have caught that corner. Looked like a good pitch. So Riggs is going to go out and talk to him again.
Yeah, because that obviously wasn't supposed to be a curveball. Riggs, now wait a minute. You threw me a curveball, wasn't supposed to move. That nothing ball game now. They've scored in every inning. They're threatening to do more here if we don't get some outs. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Lyons, your batter, followed by Derek Rhodes. That pitch is taken outside for a ball.
Let's go, Jackson.
Right now, we're just trying to be such a good pitcher. We don't want to give up any more hits and stuff, but we need to throw strikes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's already 10 to nothing. Let them hit it and let our fielders take care of it.
That one swung on and hit out towards right field. Dylan's going to come over, make a dive and effort at it, and it's going to get past him. And that's going to score one, and that's it. So Berkey comes around to score. Lyons is going to have a double. Cowan goes over to third. So back-to-back hits now by Cowan and Lyons. Now we got runners at second and third, and Derek Rhodes is your batter. Rhodes reached on an error in the second inning, and he struck out looking his last time up. This is a big, tall, young man here at the plate. A pitch is taken on the outside edge for a strike. Two across the plate, 11-0 ball game now. Indians in a world of hurt unless we can get some runs going and get them going fast.
But first we have to get them out.
There's a strike right across the middle of the plate. Come on now.
Right now, Jackson, he has zero outs.
You got him 0-2 here. Don't throw him junk. Throw him another strike.
Yep.
No reason to waste some pitches here. I mean, don't give him one right down the middle that he can hammer, but make it close that he's got to chase it. That one's in the dirt, ball one. Diamond looking better and better every day.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Very nice.
That curveball is going to be outside. Two balls, two strikes now. Jackson, just go up the ladder at him. Let him chase a high one. Bring one right at his chest one time. He does. He gets a piece of it. He grounds it out over to Brock. Brock comes up with it, fires over to Kendrick. We'll score a run. So Luke Cowan, he'll come in. And Derek Rhodes will be out 5-3. Gets a sacrifice on that. He brings a run home. And Lyons will go down to third base. So three across the plate now. And that'll bring the number 9 hitter, Tyler Wendell, out of the plate. So tomorrow night we'll be back here. We got Marion local Flyers coming into town, and Indians need to stay on the warpath here on an MAC game.
Yep.
Probably be Dylan Evers on the mound tomorrow night, I'm assuming, for the Indians.
More than likely. And then
he's been doing the Tuesday games, and then we'll go to St. Henry on Thursday night, and Patchy will probably be on the mound against the Redskins.
Yep.
It's our normal routine, Tuesday, Thursday action. Nice job by Riggs catching that one on the outside. One ball, one strike now. One away here. Runner at third. Three runs across the plate. 12-0 ball game.
I don't know. Have you been watching the weather for tomorrow? There've been all
supposed
kinds
to be chilly,
of things.
Right?
Yeah, and
nice picture one of right the, there by Jackson first track.
One of the TV stations I think showed the rain coming in right at 5 o'clock. Another one showed it coming in about 8.
Yeah.
And then later turning into snow. One of them said a half an inch. One of them said 1 to 3. So,
ooh, nice curveball right there by Jackson. And he'll get the number 9 hitter, Tyler Wendell. He'll go down swinging. First strike out for Jackson.
Maxwell. Somebody's phone app yesterday was showing 3 to 6 inches tomorrow.
No.
Or Wednesday. Overnight Tuesday into Wednesday.
Seriously?
That's what theirs said. That's the only thing I saw that showed anything like that.
Logan Maxwell comes to the plate. Leadoff man here for Shawnee. He'll be the 7th batter of the inning so far. Runner still down at third.
Let's get that last out.
3 across the plate, 2 outs here in the top half of the 4th inning.
Not bad. Not a bad pitch there, Jackson.
2 balls, no strikes to the leadoff man, the lefty, Logan Maxwell. That one is slicing out towards left center and slicing hard. Kobe, you better be ready for this one, baby, and he's not. It's going to get over his head, and it's going to land out there in the outfield, and that's going to bring a run home. So Derek Lyons will score, and that'll be a double for Logan Maxwell. I could see that thing. I tell you what, it started out at Riley Will in center, and it ended up all the way over by the flagpole. It was slicing like nobody's business. The wind was pushing it. Tough play for Kobe out there.
Now batting.
I could see it coming. Looks like we got a new batter here, number 23, Chase Sunderland, coming in, a sophomore, batting for Sage Ebling.
We'll probably see a few subs here batting.
Runner at second. 4 runs across the plate. 13-0 ball game. The Indians are getting spanked. That one's outside for a ball. This is where Jackson's got to realize we got a new player coming into the ball game. He hasn't seen any pitches.
Yep.
Smoking.
Not a starter, so probably not as good a hitter, but who knows?
I never know that.
But that's exactly right.
Here comes the 1-0. That's high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes now. Runner out at second. Logan Maxwell after a double. And they've got 3 hits so far in this inning. They've scored 4 runs on 3 hits.
Threw back to second. Runner in pretty easily.
2 outs here. Top of the 4th. Indians playing a solid Shawnee team. Here comes a 2-0. That's way outside. 3 balls, no strikes now. And again, This is one of those things that, you know, maybe the seniors come in and say, hey, you know, Jackson, this kid, he's a pinch hitter. Throw strikes. We got you. He gets a strike right there on the outside edge.
Been sitting on the bench with the wind blowing in his face, cooled down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just get him.
Okay. Okay.
Let's get him.
Got to throw strikes, though.
Yep. Yep.
Here comes a 3-1. That's hit out towards Riley Will in center field, and that's going to do it. Out number 3, but in the inning, more damage done by the Shawnee boys. They score 4 runs. They strand 1. And after 3.5 in the books, 13-0 in favor of Shawnee.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here, Fort Recovery Radio, bringing you the Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. Monday night style, Indians against the Shawnee Indians. Shawnee Indians kicking our Indians butts. 13-0, we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's going to be Brock Deuce, Kendrick Wendell, and Landon Post, first three batters. Brocky gets a piece of that one, hits it out towards right field. Right fielder coming in, and he's going to make the play.
We're swinging. We're aggressive. Just go at it. So you can have some fun.
So Ducey goes down to the right fielder, and that's going to bring the first baseman, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate. Kendrick flying out to the catcher the last time. Popped her straight up about 4 miles. Took forever. Catcher made a nice play on that, too. Wind blowing. There's a hard hit ball down over Coach Kalb's head down at third baseline. Foul. Kendrick gets himself in the hole here now. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Three big swings, but nothing to show for it.
Now batting, Landon Post.
So that's going to bring our second baseman, Landon Post, to the plate. Posty struck out swinging his last time up.
Go, Landon.
Bottom of the fourth. Indians need some runs here. That curveball catches the outside edge for a strike. Logan Maxwell hitting the spots all night.
Yep.
He's got a curveball that comes across the plate on the outside edge. It's unhittable. That one comes in high. Curveball didn't come down.
Yeah, I'd assume this isn't their best pitcher, and he's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't think so. Fastball. Posty chases it, comes up empty. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Landon gets a piece of it right back in the catcher's mitt for a strikeout. And that's going to be three up, three down. And that's going to do it for the Indians here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. We come up with another goose egg. We got four in the books, folks. 13-0 in favor of Shawnee.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Jackson Irvin out there on the mound facing a pinch hitter, Aiden Schimpf, batting in place of Keaton Cooper. 13-0 ball game here. Throw strikes, young man. Throw strikes. There's one. Swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Christian Jones brought in out in right field for Fort Recovery. And Troy Holman at shortstop.
I like it.
That one's high and inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. No score from the girls game that I've got. Two balls, two strikes now.
I didn't
got a piece of that one on a swing.
I didn't check any of mine, but I don't usually get them because people know I don't usually.
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, got a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen.
I don't usually check my messages while I'm doing the game. I do too much stuff wrong when I'm not doing other stuff.
Here comes the 2-2. Pulled foul down the third baseline. Aiden Schimpf, Jr., number 9 for Shawnee. Comes a 2-2, and that's hit hard and pulled foul.
Down into Keith Emmel's yard, I believe. Might even got down to clear down to Marv's.
He hit her hard.
Yep.
Here comes the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Nice.
Now batting, Anthony Best.
Strikeout number 6 for the Indians in this ball game. I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's give him 7.
Yep. So Anthony Best is staying in the game.
For Caden Vermillion. That one's fouled over towards the dugout for the Indians. Anthony Best, another junior. Pitch taken for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Come on, Jackson. Let's get up. Get the bats going here. Indians looking at their last at bat here, coming in the bottom of the fifth, unless they score some runs. There's a ground ball over towards Brock Deuce. Brock gets a cherry hop, comes up, fires over to Mr. Wendell, and that's going to be two up, two down.
Now batting.
Best got down the line fast, but Brock made a nice play and a nice throw.
So Peyton Meredith will be up. He'll be batting in front of or in place of Jaron Berkey. Two up, two down. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Riggsy. Peyton Meredith. Wow, I'm looking at this. Holy cow. These guys are tough. They only got 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 juniors. Two balls, no strikes. That's way high. 3-0 now to Peyton Meredith. Throw 13 runs on 7 hits, ball 4. So Meredith will go down to first base.
Doing the Pete Rose hustle down the first.
10 walks now for the Indians in this ballgame.
Ouch. And a bunch of those
have scored. Here, number 8, Nathan Numbers. Nathan Numbers. Batting in place of Luke Cowan.
He's one of the seniors.
Nice pitch in there by Jackson. Gets ahead of him. No balls and a strike. Runner at first base. Here comes the 0-1. Outside for a ball. Wind died down a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just for a second, maybe?
Yep, still got the flag completely
stiff out there.
Yeah, but it's not as straight out as it was.
1-1 fouled back to the screen.
Let's get him here, Jackson. You have 2 strikes on him. Let's go.
Let's get in here and hit. Nice curveball, rung him up. Had him looking all the way.
Yep.
Froze him. Nice strikeout there by Jackson. Out number 3. So we go to the bottom of the 5th. Indians need some runs here to stay in this ballgame. They trail 13-0.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the 5th inning. Indians need 4 to keep this game going here. 3's not going to do it. It's going to be Jackson Irvin, first batter here for the Indians. He came in relief for Bo Tin, followed by Derek Luckerfeld, and I believe Christian Jones will be the number 3 hitter here in this inning for Jerry Capps for Recovery Indians. Indians got 1 runner over to 3rd, and that was Dylan Evers back in the 3rd inning. Dylan with our lone hit of the game.
I think
new hit. Pitcher. New pitcher on the mound, right-hander here.
Hey, we might get some hits here.
Number 21, Keaton Cooper. Comes out, throws his first pitch for a strike.
Go, Jackson.
Jackson takes a piece of that one, flies him back.
Straight back to Woody's house. Front yard, not backyard.
No balls, 2 strikes to Jackson Irvin. Young man, is he a freshman?
A sophomore. Ooh, that one got away from him.
That's a curveball at no curve. It's just kind of...
10 feet high and about 3 feet behind Jackson Irvin.
Jackson looks at the catcher like, dude.
At least it wasn't a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that far out of control. It just came, popped right out of his hand.
Not real crazy about the control there. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and fouled back behind the screen. Jackson hanging in there. I hear him talking my name.
Uh-oh. Let's go, Jackson. Line drive one.
Comes
here.
A 1-2. That's in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes now. That one's low for a ball.
Full count. Come on, Jackson.
Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on and popped straight up in the air. Pitcher's coming over. First baseman coming in. Pitcher going to take the play. That's going to bring our DH, Derek Lochtefeldt, to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up. Christian Jones on deck here for the Indians. First pitch in there to Derek's a strike on the outside edge.
Like Alex Sheen and the
cruiser coming around.
Cruiser going out there in center field, checking the buildings back there, city buildings.
A pitch swung on and fouled back here to the screen. No balls, two strikes to Derek Lochtefeldt.
Yo, Derek, be a hitter here. Get something going.
Comes the 0-2 pitch to Derek. Curveball is on the outside. That's going to be ball one.
We sort of need to get something going here.
No sort of amount, it's Spencey.
Yep.
Indians trail 13-0. They're down to their final 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We don't get a couple runners across the plate, this ball game's going to be wrapped up in a hurry.
Well, that'll get you to your town council meeting on time.
Yeah, I'm going to make that on time no matter what.
Yep.
Ooh. Caught him with a curveball, and Derek goes down looking.
Looked like it might have been a little... it was low when the catcher caught it, but it probably was up there.
So two up, two down now. Yeah. Too close to take, Derek. You got to get two strikes on you. For Shawnee, they picked up a run in the first, 7 in the second. That was the killer. 1 in the third, and then 4 more in the fourth. Goose egged him here in the fifth. Christian Jones, number 19, up at the plate. Takes the first pitch for a strike.
Let's go, Christian.
Steps back in there against the junior, Keaton Cooper. Swung on and missed.
Well,
no balls, two strikes. Innings down to their last strike here.
Get on base, Christian.
Any way you can.
Let's get a good cut at it.
Troy Holman on deck here for the Indians. Like to have a chance to hit. That one taken outside.
Yeah, the catcher framed that. He brought it back about 6 or 8 inches. Trying to get the umpire to give him that call.
One ball, two strikes now. Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball. A little high.
Let's go, Christian.
Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Indians need a bunch. 2-2 coming in, swinging a miss, and that'll do it for the Indians, and that'll do it for the ball game. That's going to be a mercy rule, folks. Shawnee's going to take it home with them with a 13-0 victory. We'll be back to wrap this baby up in a hurry.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, we're back here for a little post-game action. Lima Shawnee will improve to 10-2 on the season with a 13-0 victory over the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians going to fall now to 4-7, I think, on the season.
Yep.
Logan Maxwell pitched an absolute gem, the left-handed senior from Shawnee. He put it to us, and with no runs, we had one hit. Dylan Evers was our lone hit, and that was a rocket back up the middle. It went off the pitcher's mitt. We stranded three. We struck out seven times, and guess what? We walked zero times. So nice job by the Shawnee pitchers tonight, giving us no freebies. They did have one error, and for the Shawnee boys, they scored 13 runs on seven hits. They struck out eight times. The big number here is we walked them 10 times, and they stranded four. We did have one error. That was on Riley out in center field. It meant absolutely nothing. They had a bunch of hits there and a bunch of walks. That's the main thing in that one inning, and they had a grand slam. So congratulations to Keaton Cooper. He hit a grand salami big fly in the second inning, and that was the big inning, folks. That's the one that did all the damage. They scored seven runs and pretty much took the wind out of the sails for the Fort Recovery boys. And, you know, hey, here's the deal. So this game, Shawnee's tough, okay?
Yeah, and we want to play tough, play well against them, and we didn't.
But. Yeah, we didn't give them our best showing, but we didn't throw our best pitchers at them. We didn't throw anything, you know. We threw Bo out there, and Bo gave it his best chance. He didn't have his control, and he walked some guys, and that's the way it rolls.
Yeah.
And then we brought in a youngster and Jackson Irving, and he come out. He did all right.
Yeah, he did.
Room for improvement for everybody, and obviously you got to hit the ball. If you don't score any runs, you're not going to win any games.
It wasn't a MAC game.
Wasn't a MAC game. That's what I was getting at. Tomorrow night, we're 2-1 in the MAC. We need to continue that. We need to get on top of the Marion Local Flyers tomorrow night, get on them early, and hang on for a victory somehow tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, bounce back and go over and play a tough Redskin team that's 0-3 in the MAC, but we know that doesn't mean anything.
They've played the wrong teams first.
Yeah. So you know, they're hungry for a victory, and for Fort Recovery, we just got to stay focused and try to get a victory and see what goes from there. But I tell you what, tonight it was just a game that the Indians were out of in a hurry and never got back into it, and they fall 13-0. So for Dave Kapp and Neil Spencer, we want to thank all our sponsors, and we want to thank all our listeners to listen to the Indians. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 5 o'clock for a home game against the Marion Local Flyers. We'll see you then.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.